Good evening, Sir Knight. No, oh, stay your hand. No reason to pull your sword just yet. I'm sure you recognize me, but I am a simple scullery maid in this castle. I thought you'd recognize me. Yes, I do apologize about that, about sneaking into your quarters and unannounced and giving you a very small fright. Can you forgive me? Thank you. I suppose you are right. No harm was done. Oh, what am I doing here? I have sought you out, Sir Knight, for your company. I don't wish to be too forward, but I've learned that being open and honest and forward sometimes is the best anecdote for the moment. I have noticed things. I may be a simple maiden, but I have noticed you around the castle. I've noticed your kindness and your ability, your strength, your tenacity. And I have noticed a few other things as well. Much like your eyes lingering on me as I'm in the rooms about you, doing my duties to my station. The small kindnesses you've afforded me when others wouldn't bother. If I may be so bold, sir, I'd think that you had an attraction to me. No. We both know that honor dictates we be mindful of our stations. Our classes are not the same. And it is... Well, is it forbidden? I don't know if there's a rule written somewhere, but I know it definitely is not considered normal, and it's not smiled upon for an honorable knight to become entangled with a simple castle servant. That said, I came here because I don't care. I find myself drawn to you, and I feel that maybe your feelings are the same. I mean, you don't have to say it, but I would say the very slight pink to your handsome cheeks is a little telling. And I'm sure if I... Rather bold of you, Sir Knight, to steal a kiss from a maiden. I did steal one back. And a second and a third. Because I want us to be equals, at least when we're together in these moments. And I stole the second and third because, maiden I may be, low in this castle, I'm not afraid to take what I want. That doesn't intimidate you, does it? No. I didn't think so. I've noticed something else about you, dear knight. You seem to have a servant's heart and a servant's hands. Not usual for most knights. Most knights are rough and tumble and take charge all the time. But you have a gentleness. So tell me, dost thou prefer to serve? Even a lady as me? I thought so. Oh, I mean, I don't want you to be my slave, but I am in need of some service. I really could use the help and rescue of a noble member of the Order of the Knights of this castle. Yes. If you'll notice, I seem to have made my way to your chamber on bare feet. You can see them peeking out from the bottom of my chemise. I don't know if it was foolish. I've walked these castle halls many a time. Besides, I did plan on coming to the room of a knight most chivalrous and helpful. So I figured any harm that might befall them you would answer for. Was I correct? So tell me, knight, are you prepared to assist this damsel in distress? Good. Now, I believe that I shall stand here and I will allow you to kneel before me, prostrate your station, to bring yourself down to serve me. Don't forget, you probably should remove that sword. I think we've established by now you won't need it. In fact, perhaps you should remove your light armor as well. I promise, you won't need it. I'm sure you could overpower me quite easily if you wished. And it would show a mark of trust for you to make yourself vulnerable before my eyes. I'm enjoying watching you. Such a obedient knight. Now, kneel and see to my feet, please, sir. Your touch is so gentle. Yes. Like that. Inspect my bare feet. The top of them. Feeling your fingers slowly run down them towards my toes as you cradle the bottom of my sole in your hand. So gentle, so tender. I love the way you look up at me while you touch my feet. Such a good boy you are. Do you like that? continue to serve me.
Oh, yes.
Excellent suggestion. Maybe I should sit on the edge of the bed. That feels so good. You know, I simply did this to tease you. Well, I hope you don't find yourself embarrassed by this, but I did notice about a fortnight ago that me and some of the other servant girls were washing in the river. And you seem quite enamored when it came time to clean the feet. Your eyes were they looked on in admiration, in interest. You didn't even notice me watching you as I let the water sluice over my toes and I rubbed my feet, my small size, in delight and working out the tension. As I did so, I saw that small underlier of heat. There was a fire smoldering in your eyes. So, I guess I had a feeling you would enjoy this. Yes. Serving me. Worshipping my feet. Being underneath me, so to speak. Letting go of these social constraints of the castle. Oh, yes, just like that. Oh, the way your thumb's taking a massage. Just working out all the tension. Do you mind if I run my hand through your hair? I just wanted to show you a little bit of affection. I rather like this position you're in. It's doing all sorts of things to my body. It delights me. It's causing a fire of my own. Yes, keep going. It feels so good, the way you touch my feet. Oh. I suppose I could allow you to gently kiss the top of them. Remember, keep it worshipful. I liked it. Keep doing it. Keep worshiping at my night. Wish to serve me, you'll do it. Yeah. What am I doing? I'm going to climb over the top of you and I'm going to sit on your face and take the pleasure I desire from your mouth. Yeah. There we go. Situating my thighs on either side of your shoulders. That's right, grip. my thighs with your hands. Oh. Oh, the feeling of your strong hands, your fingers pressing into my thighs, rubbing them so worshipfully. So tender, so needy. You need to serve me too, don't you? Mm-hmm. You want me to take my pleasure out on your face. Good boy. I'm just gonna sit down. And I want you to take your tongue and your mouth and massage me. I suppose I should let you up. Oh, whoa. What are you doing? Oh, it's our night. I'm so voracious. Wow, and the fire in your eyes. What do you plan to do to me? Oh! Oof. Oh, God. Oh, God. Throwing me down on the bed. And removing the rest of your trousers. Oh. Climbing up on top of me, on top of your bed. What are you doing? Oh, no. Oh, yes. Yes, Sir Knight, help me pull off my dressing gown. Let me be completely bare before you. Yes. Yes, I desire you so. Oh, you kicking my knees apart and spreading my thighs with your own legs between them. I can feel your heart against me. Please. Please, Sir Knight, enter me. Enter me and stop our waiting. Put out this fire between us. Impel me with yourself. I must know. I must have all of you, please. Please.
Deeper all the way.
inside my womb. I want it. That's right. A good breeding for me. A maiden in need of a knight. A knight of honor and virility. Primally. Yes. Kiss me. I'm gonna come all over your cup. I'm gonna come. And bite down on me and mark me and come with me. Come with me. My lover. Yes. Yes, hold me and let go. Yes. Let go. It's just us. Me and my knight. My lover. Come down to me. Rest upon me. Just a few moments. Stay inside of me. My thighs wrapped around you. I want to keep as much of you in me as I can. I desire. Just relax. Let me gently stroke your back. Over the small scratches I've made of your back, I'm sorry. Then again, I'm not sorry I've marked you. And unfortunately, you shall have to walk around in high-collared tunics. For it seems in my madness, I have marked you a little bit along your collar and neck. Forgive me. Yes, I would like if you joined me. No, just sensitive. I'll curl up to you, facing you. Quiet you. I am blushing a little. I don't know. I know it's silly. I basically came into your chamber and demanded you serve me. And now, after all, in your arms, your eyes upon me, I blush. Ah, it feels good to be in your arms. Gently stroking and caressing each other. Feeling warm as the fire. Practically melting into your arms and the bedding. It's our night. I don't need a million details. I don't even need a vow. But can you promise me there'll be a morrow? That somehow this won't be the last time I end my night in your arms. Good. My sweet night. Hmm. I believe I'm ready for sleep too. I too look forward to the dawn and seeing you in first light. Good night, lover. My sweet night.